Kyle grew up in South Knoxville in very tough circumstances. He attended South Knoxville Elementary, where he was deeply impacted by a teacher called Miss Hill. And Miss Hill went well and above and beyond in drawing alongside him and showing him real love and giving him practical help in life. Growing up, one of his passions was football, which he threw himself into. And then at the age of 18, he enlisted and went off and joined the US Army. He joined the engineers. He completed basic training, then advanced individual training, and ended up serving in the airborne. And by this time, he had met his partner, Brooke. And by the way, it's so good to have you with us tonight, Brooke. After some years in the military, Kyle then left to become a paramedic. However, he was so traumatized in an incident in which he did his best to save a young boy but wasn't able to. And so after this, he left the paramedic service and started working as a welder on Lovell Road. By this time, he and Brooke had their two boys, Cole and Kobe, who Kyle adored. He was devoted to his sons. And that is how I got to first meet him last summer. Our sons were playing on the same football team, the Bearden Bulldogs. And we struck up a friendship. We started meeting up in Waffle House every week. And then on Monday, October the 9th, while at work, Kyle had a conversion experience in which he acknowledged his sin, his many mistakes, and he cried out for God's mercy, and he received it by faith in Jesus Christ who died for him. He still had his struggles, as well as times of very deep, very dark sadness and frustration. But from that day on, although he would sometimes be overwhelmed by his emotions, he never once doubted that through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, his sin had been forgiven and he had been accepted forever by his Heavenly Father. Now, I'm going to come clean and say that our son's football team, the Bearden Bulldogs, actually lost every single game that season. In fact, if I'm really honest, we didn't score a single point the whole season. And yet it was because of that football team that Kyle and I met, and God used that eventually to bring him to eternal life. And so I believe it can be said ultimately that despite the results, that season was a success. In the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, the character called Clarence says these words: "No man is a failure who has friends." And there is truth in that. And look at the room. I think Kyle struggled to accept and realize how loved he was by how many. But there's an even deeper truth, that no man is a failure who loves God. And both were true of Kyle Bennett. He had his struggles, but in the end, he gained a relationship with his Heavenly Father. And because of that, he gained a number of deeply meaningful friendships in our church. In fact, earlier this year, he said to me these exact words in Waffle House. I recorded them on my phone. He said, "Some of the greatest blessings I have gained have been the friendships and finding a home in Emmanuel. All of this has opened up because of my salvation." And I know as well he received a lot of deep Christian love and compassion and care at E Avenue Baptist Church. So welcome to members of that church who are with us tonight as well. Thank you for how you served and loved Kyle. That was Kyle's life. And so I want now to share some of your reflections on Kyle and memories of him. When I met with his sister Casey, she talked about his incredible sense of humor. How when he wasn't fighting his demons, he was such a devoted, fun, compassionate father, as well as a great uncle. How he loved everyone unconditionally. How with such a big heart, he always wanted to carry everyone's issues himself on his own shoulders. How he was super smart, highly intelligent. How he was deeply forgiving. and how he had this very special skill with the written word. He loved to write. He was very good at it. Zach, his brother, has shared with me how when Carl was a boy, he looked up to Zach all the time, trusted him, would follow him everywhere, how they would play NASCAR outside. And how whenever Zach got into trouble, Kyle was there with him, encouraging him to be good and to do good to people. That's so Kyle, isn't it? One of his good friends at Emmanuel, Dean, wrote to me the following. My fondest memory of Kyle was when I sat next to him during service. And in the service, Dean's talking about me, you read out the lyrics of a rap song, Jesus is Alive by Shy Lin. After you had finished, Carl turns to me and says, and now rap is dead. Thanks, Will. And Dean added, I've never laughed so hard in a church service. But then Dean went on, Dean's sitting at the back, you can meet him afterwards. Dean went on, what I appreciated most about Kyle was how authentic and genuine he was. Everyone that knew him truly knew him. Kyle did not veil his emotions or feign appearances. With that, it was obvious that Kyle was becoming more and more the center, Christ was becoming more and more the center of Kyle's life. Another person in our church, Dina, wrote me the following. Kyle taught our Emmanuel family to be yourself, to be truthful with struggles. His prayers were raw and real. He was quick to love and compliment others. He had a great sense of humor. Another person in the Emmanuel church family, Alan, told me that Kyle's final ever words to him were, God bless you, but said as if Kyle really, really, really meant them. Again, that's so Kyle, isn't it? And I could spend a long time sharing what people loved about Kyle. For time, I'll share just one more. This is what an African lady called Gloria said. Quote, he was so friendly. I remember the first time I met him at church, he came up to me, introduced himself, and complimented me on my purple blouse. He told me it was his mother's favorite color. We had a friendly talk that day, and then any time he saw me in church, we would talk about how he loved African food, and I would assure him I was going to make him some African rice and beans with spicy stew, and he would smile. He will be missed greatly. Because of Christ, we will meet again. And with those words, I think Gloria has really put her finger on the final thing to know about Kyle Bennett, for those who miss him, that if you trust in Christ, you will meet again. What an amazing, joyful reunion that will be, overwhelmingly joyful, when every tear is wiped away and every wound healed.